Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be talking about something that's been all over the news lately, generative AI.
Yeah, it seems like it's just everywhere now.
It really does. So we've got this document here and just titled Generative AI. And oh boy, is it packed with information.
Lot to cover.
Yeah, a lot to cover. And I think by the end of this deep dive, you'll really understand why everybody's talking about it.
For sure.
Imagine AI that can compose music,
Oh, wow.
write code, and even create art. Like, that's,
That's wild.
I know, and forget keyword searches. Like, we're talking about having a conversation with your search engine.
Right. Like it actually understands what you mean.
Exactly. It
Yeah.
understands you. And then there's things like Microsoft Copilot. It's like your AI assistant that can draft emails, analyze spreadsheets, even schedule your day.
All that stuff. And it's supposed to be really good at it,
I
too.
know, it sounds pretty incredible. So, how about we just dive in and unpack all of this? What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. What exactly is generative AI?
Well, you can think of it almost like a sophisticated engine that creates things.
Okay.
And it's actually different from other types of AI, like the kind that, say, recommends movies on Netflix or plays chess. This type of AI is all about creating original content.
Okay. So instead of just analyzing data or recognizing patterns, it's actually making new stuff.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And we're talking about AI that can generate text, images, music, you name it. It's a whole other level.
Wow. So we're talking about AI that could write symphonies, paint masterpieces, design buildings. Is that where we're headed?
Potentially. It really has that much potential.
Wow. Okay, before we get too far ahead of ourselves,
Right.
let's look at what's already here. What kind of tools are out there that, everyday people like me can use?
Well, there are tools like Midjourney, which can create amazing images, Lensa, for those personalized avatars everyone's been using.
Oh, I've seen those all over my social media.
Exactly. And then there are platforms like Google Colab for, the more technically inclined.
Okay, so that means you don't need to be a tech genius to use these tools, right? Anyone can try this out.
Yeah, that's what's so exciting about it. It's becoming more and more accessible. And we're seeing all different types of models emerging, each with their own strengths. You've got natural language models like GPT-3 that are amazing at writing text that sounds like a human wrote it.
Okay.
And then you have image generation models like DALL-E and Midjourney that are revolutionizing visual content creation.
Wait, so if I typed in like a cat riding a unicorn on a rainbow, these AI models could create an image of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Go away.
Yeah, and they could do it in a variety of styles. You could request a photorealistic image, a cartoon, a painting, anything you can think of.
Wow. Okay. So we've got AI creating content, but how's it changing the way we search for information online?
Well, that's another area where it's making a huge impact. You see, traditional search engines, they're keyword-based
Right.
and often lead to way too much information.
Yeah. Too many results.
Exactly. But now we've got these things called reasoning engines like ChatGPT and Bing Chat.
Okay.
And these engines, they understand your intent, not just the keywords.
So instead of scrolling through pages of results, it's more like having a conversation with the search engine.
That's a great way to think about it. They give you direct conversational responses
Yeah.
and can even help you with creative tasks. Like you could ask it to write a poem and it would.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So we've got AI creating content, changing how we search for information. What about practical uses in everyday life?
Well, that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
You see, there's this thing called Microsoft Copilot, and it's basically your AI assistant for the future.
Okay.
And it does everything.
It does everything, like literally.
Well, close enough. Okay, so imagine this. You've got an AI assistant that's built into all of the Microsoft 365 apps you use, like Word, Excel, PowerPoint. And it can draft emails for you, summarize documents, analyze your data in spreadsheets, even create presentations, all powered by, get this, ChatGPT-4.
Wait, ChatGPT-4, like the one everybody's talking about.
The one and only.
Wow. Okay. Hold on a second. I use Microsoft 365 for, well, pretty much everything. You're telling me this Copilot can actually help me with all that?
It really can. And it's all done with a focus on privacy and security using something called Microsoft Graph. So, you don't have to worry about your data ending up in the wrong hands or anything like that.
That's good to hear. But honestly, I'm kind of a show me kind of person. Can you like walk me through some examples? Like, let's start with Word. How would this Copilot thing actually help me while I'm writing?
Okay, so let's say you're working on this, I don't know, a really long report. Copilot could actually summarize the key points for you, or even rewrite a whole section with a different tone. You know, like if you need to make it sound more formal or more concise or whatever.
So it's like having an editor built right in. That's pretty cool. What about Excel? I am terrible with spreadsheets.
Oh, Copilot can be a lifesaver in Excel. Seriously. It can analyze all that data, create charts and graphs, and even like write the formulas for you.
What? No way.
Yeah, it's amazing. Imagine you've got this massive data set and you need to find trends. Instead of spending like hours sorting through everything, Copilot could do it in seconds.
Okay, now that is what I call efficiency. But what about PowerPoint? I'm always trying to find ways to, jazz up my presentations and make them more engaging.
Copilot can help you with that too. It can generate ideas for your slides, suggest visuals, even give you feedback on your delivery.
Really?
Yeah, it's like having a presentation coach right there inside PowerPoint.
Okay, this is getting kind of wild, but it's not just about like creating content, right? Like, what about actually managing my day-to-day tasks and stuff?
Well, Copilot can do that too. In Outlook, it can help you manage your inbox, schedule meetings, even write your emails. Like if you're feeling overwhelmed by, I don't know, a million emails, Copilot can help prioritize them, even suggest responses.
Okay, that would be a game changer for my inbox. What about if I'm working with other people, like in a team setting? How does Copilot work there?
Well, Copilot is actually integrated with Teams, so it can do things like summarize conversations, schedule meetings, take notes.
You're kidding.
Nope. So, like, let's say you miss a meeting, no problem. Copilot can catch you up with a quick summary.
Wow, it sounds like this could really streamline things, make teamwork more efficient. I mean, this is starting to feel like, the future of work. But with AI doing so much, I have to ask, does this mean our jobs are at risk?
Yeah, I think that's a question a lot of people are asking right now. But it's important to remember that, AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used in a lot of different ways. So it really comes down to us to decide how we want to use it.
So you're saying instead of AI replacing us, it's more about AI working alongside us.
Exactly. AI can take over the repetitive stuff, the boring tasks, you know what I mean? And that frees us up to focus on the more creative work, the strategic stuff, and even those tasks that really require human interaction.
Okay, I like that. That's a much more positive way to think about it. So it's all about, finding the right balance between human intelligence and artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. I think the key is, to embrace lifelong learning and really focus on developing those skills that will always be in demand, even in this new AI world. Things like critical thinking, creativity, complex problem solving.
Those sound like skills that are pretty hard to automate, right?
Right. And I think as we move forward, it's going to be all about using both human and artificial intelligence to, build a more efficient world, a more innovative world.
This has been really fascinating. We've learned so much about what generative AI is, what it can do, even what it might mean for the future. But there's one more thing I want to touch on, the really big picture stuff. The big picture, are we really ready for this?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? I mean, this technology, it's changing so fast, it's hard to know exactly what's going to happen. But one thing is for sure, generative AI, it's going to have a huge impact on our world.
Okay, so let's try to look ahead a little bit. What are some of those potential long-term implications? What could our world look like in the future if this gets even, more sophisticated?
Well, I think one area where we're going to see a lot of change is the job market. The AI becomes capable of doing more and more some jobs that they just might get automated.
So some people are worried about losing their jobs.
Yeah, it's definitely something we need to be thinking about. But it's not necessarily all doom and gloom. Like as AI starts taking over those more routine tasks, it could actually free up human workers to focus on, those more creative jobs, the strategic ones, the ones that involve a lot of like human interaction.
It's not really humans versus AI. It's more like humans and AI working together.
Exactly. It's about adapting and evolving. And I think the key is going to be, to keep learning and really focus on developing those skills that are going to be valuable even in this future where AI is doing more. Things like critical thinking, problem solving, creativity.
Those sound like pretty uniquely human skills, right? Like the
Yeah.
kind of things that are, harder to automate.
Exactly. And I think that's what we're going to see moving forward. More focus on using both human intelligence and the artificial intelligence to create a more efficient and innovative world.
Well, this has been quite the journey. We've learned so much about generative AI, what it is, what it can do, and even what it might mean for our future.
Yeah, it really is a fascinating field, tons of potential. And, as this technology keeps developing, I think it's just going to be so interesting to see how it shapes our lives, in the coming years.
So, if you had to leave our listener with just one final thought, What would it be?
I think I'd say this. Don't be afraid of generative AI. Embrace what it could do, but approach it with, some caution. This is powerful technology, and like any powerful tool, it can be used for good or for bad. It comes down to, us. We decide what the future looks like.
That's a powerful message. And I think on that note, it's time to wrap up our deep dive into generative AI. Hopefully you enjoyed the exploration and we encourage you to keep learning, keep exploring. It's a fascinating field for sure.